It's 67 degrees in Nashville. Right now, cloudy in Middle Tennessee. We do expect some stormy weather to move in late this afternoon and tonight with potentially some severe components to that weather tonight. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee lawmakers have unanimously passed a bill targeting people who groom children for sex. The measure, known as the Tennessee Anti-Grooming Act, goes alongside current laws against soliciting minors or showing them offensive sexual materials. It now heads to the governor for approval and criminalizes patterns like trying to get access to minors, isolating them physically or psychologically from their parents, encouraging secrecy, building dependency, and violating physical boundaries. The measure also carries tougher penalties for groomers in positions of authority or trust, like teachers, coaches, or babysitters. The Tennessean reports at least 18 other states have passed similar legislation. Rutherford County leaders say they can't get behind the extensive planning document that took years of effort to assemble. Work on Plan Rutherford began in 2022. It's meant to guide local government agencies and developers towards a shared vision for the county's future. The county's Planning Commission voted unanimously to adopt it last year. But now the Daily News Journal reports the county commission have declined to give it their seal of approval. They're concerned about a zoning type called rural living that would limit housing density in those areas to one home per acre. Some say that will drive up housing costs. Planning officials say those limits are the result of public comments asking for more protection for rural areas. They also point out that Plan Rutherford does include a way to build more densely in rural living zones, developments on land that can handle wastewater and that have engineered plans for things like traffic, landscaping, and green space do get an exemption to the density rules. Four endangered species of freshwater mussels now have more safety in their habitats. Following litigation by an environmental group, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has now put protections in place for the mussels. It impacts nearly 4,000 miles of river in 17 states, including Tennessee. Here's more from Derek Operly with WKMS.
The snuffbox, spectacle case, sheep nose, and rayed bean mussels need clean, flowing rivers to survive. And these new protections, brought about following a 2018 lawsuit from the Center for Biological Diversity, officially designate a critical habitat for those mussels, which have been under the protection of the Endangered Species Act since 2012. This designation prohibits federal agencies and projects requiring federal permits from destroying or adversely modifying the mussels' habitats. A CBD release says that mussels like these endangered species are especially critical for freshwater ecosystems because they naturally filter food, sediment, and pollutants from the waterways. I'm Derek Operly in Murray, Kentucky.
And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.